basic blessings that you should be thankful for. Here's an article that came out on Tuesday, the 22nd of November, 2011. Now, I'm going to read these things because I think it's important to share it with you. Thank you, Norma, for sending this email my way. Americans today face economic challenges, but we have nothing to complain about. We Americans are a blessed people. We are also a spoiled people. This writer says, I know I am. I get frustrated over the stupidest things, like when my cell phone doesn't get a good signal, when a flight is delayed, or when my computer takes too long to load a website. Most people in the world don't have iPhones, can't afford to travel, and don't even have computers. My impatience reveals my ungrateful spirit. So how can we avoid this virus of selfish immaturity? Thankfulness is the antidote. It melts our pride and crushes our sense of entitlement. It reminds us that everything we have comes from God, and that His mercy is the only reason we are blessed. Be thankful instead. God calls us to live above negativity. When we give thanks in all things, God gives us an attitude adjustment. So as you celebrate Thanksgiving this year, this writer prays that you'll invite the Holy Spirit to convict you of any whining. And then he gives a list of 10 blessings that many people in the world don't have. And I'm going to go over each of them and share them with you, the listening audience. You got clean water? I mean clean water. The next time you uncap a bottle of water or grab a drink from the tap, remember that 1 in 8 people in the whole world, that's 884 million people, lack access to clean water supplies. Millions of women around the world spend several hours a day collecting water. When you take a 5-minute shower, you've used more water than a typical person in a developing country uses in a whole day. Think about it. You got a bathroom? Well, about 40% of the world's population, that's 2.6 billion people, don't have toilets. Lack of sanitation facilities spreads disease and is a major reason why more than 2 million people die annually of diarrhea alone. How's your electricity? This writer says the power in my house may be interrupted briefly 3 times a year because of storms, but 1.6 billion people, a quarter of humanity, live without any electricity, and because of unreliable infrastructures, at least 2 billion people on Earth don't have any light at night. Wow. You got a roof over your head? 1 billion people live in slums. That's about 1/6 of the world's population. Of this total, 640 million children live without adequate shelter. They live in cardboard boxes, tin roof shacks, one-room mud huts, or filthy, crowded tenements. It's been estimated that 1.4 billion people will live in slums by the year 2020. Meanwhile, here in the United States, between 2.3 to 2.5 million people are classified as homeless? Is there food on your table? In the United States, we are battling an obesity epidemic. Yet, according to UNICEF, 22,000 children die each day due to poverty. Approximately 790 million people in the developing world are chronically undernourished. And almost 28% of all children in developing countries are estimated to be overweight or stunted. You got a stove in your house? You know, the one that you want to cook the turkey in, right? In developing countries, some 2.5 billion people use fuel wood, charcoal, or animal dung to meet their energy needs for cooking. In sub-Saharan Africa, more than 80% of the population depends upon these crude traditional means for cooking, as do over half of the population of India and China. The really sad part, indoor air pollution results from the use of solid fumes, claim the lives of 1.5 million people each year, more than half of them below the age of 5. Can you believe that? 1.5 million people are dying, and half of them are babies, from breathing the smoke when they cook the food on what is not a stove. You got regular income? You may have to take a pay cut during the recession, but keep in mind that about 80% of humanity lives on less than $10 a day. The world's average income is about $7,000 a year. Still, only 19% of the world's population lives in countries with per capita incomes at least this high. Did you go to school? You know, get an education, right? Get your degree, right? You remember those days, right? Nearly a billion people entered the 21st century unable to read a book or sign their names. Enrollment data shows that about 72 million children of primary school age in the developing world were not in school in 2005, and 57% of them were girls. My goodness, let's go to number 9. Are you sick yet of complaining? Are you sick of it? Look at number 9. Are you generally healthy? You know, can take an aspirin, blow your nose, take a little, you know, cough medicine. Listen to this. Americans face illness like other people in other nations. And more than 12 million Americans are battling cancer in a given year. But many of us have access to health care. In the developing world, more than 2.2 million children die each year because they have not been immunized. An estimated 40 million people in developing countries are living with HIV and AIDS. Did you hear me? 40 million people. Every year, there are 350 to 500 million cases of malaria, with 1 million fatalities, mostly in Africa. I'm going to tell you people something. I didn't know this. Let's go to number 10. Are you free to worship God? More than 400 Christians die for their faith every day around the world. And most of these believers suffer in Islamic countries. Although the top hotspot for the Christian persecution, according to Open Doors International, is the atheist regime of Northern Korea. Now, What will you be grateful for in Thanksgiving? In these high economic times, you may feel the urge to complain. Be thankful instead, my friend. God calls us to live above negativity. When we thank God for all that He's given us, acknowledging that we don't even deserve His goodness, or our grumbling melts into gratitude and our impatience should turn into praise. The article was written by Lee Grady. He is a former editor of Charisma, and I really appreciate his article. He ended up by saying, "Happy Thanksgiving." So as you meet and eat and sit down and enjoy the feast on Thanksgiving Day, think about these 10 basic blessings that we are to be thankful for. This is Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California. You know the drill. Keep smiling. Stay into the Word.